Steve Jobs was best known as being the chairman and CEO and the co-founder of Apple. Regarding his creative design team, he would often say that creative people are just able to connect things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they may feel a little guilty because they rarely think they do something, they just see something. It seems obvious to them after a while. That's because they are able to connect experiences they've had and synthesize them into a new thing, able to see old things in a new light. Have you ever seen something one day and seen it in a whole new light the next day? Maybe someone helps you experience an old habit, but in a new way. Or perhaps you learn something new about an old friend. Well, this meditation from Isaiah chapter 43 will help you see with new eyes, encounter God in new ways, and experience His ongoing transformative work already well underway in your life right now. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be mindful and aware, perhaps a coffee shop or a bench just watching the world go by. We will be world watching for about 15 minutes, and if you would rather stay someplace alone, still and quiet, not to worry, that's what imaginative contemplation is for. But either way, allow your breathing and heart rate to just begin to ease off a bit. And for now, allow your eyes to close for a moment without effort. Drift into a silent serenity as you center on starting to experience the world through the eyes of God. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, do something new in me. And may He bless the reading of His word. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, or joined to Him by faith in Him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Lord God, do something new in me. If anyone is in Christ, the old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. So Lord, do something new in me. If anyone is in Christ, behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. So Lord God, yes, please, do something new in me. For a moment longer, settle in silence as you encounter your new self, your true self, and the uniqueness that surrounds you. Now, if possible, open your eyes into a soft gaze and take note of your world. Just look around. What do you see? Allow your gaze to fall on one particular thing, doesn't matter what, but let your eyes settle on it for a moment. Don't just look at it, see it, examine it, how it might feel, what it might weigh. See it like you've never seen it before. Just linger looking for as long as you can. Pause if you need or want more time. Thank you. mindful of what you're looking at, what you see. What about it have you never noticed before? What about it seems new, interesting, or worthy to explore further? Take all the time that you need to become well acquainted with this object that is becoming new in front of your eyes. What one characteristic of this object most intrigues you? What seems new? We'll center on it even deeper. And as you do that, center too on your breathing. As you look at it, just take deep, complete belly breaths. One deep, slow belly breath after the other. Pay attention and center to detailed aspects of your breathing. Are they sporadic or even? Are they deep or shallow? What do you hear as you breathe? Become ever more mindful of your breathing. Each breath fresh, raw, and original. Each breath is new to you. Your mind will most certainly drift as you center on what you see and how you breathe. That's to be expected. I give you permission for your mind to wander, but let the wandering be a trigger for you to center back on breathing new life as you whisper the words, Lord God, do something new in me. Continue as you center on the transforming and new work of God by listening to this, the first of three divine readings. Listen patiently to this passage written by the prophet Isaiah. He knew well how to look for hopeful expectation of God's new deliverance. Imagine this being a personal note to you now from Isaiah through the Holy Spirit. As you listen to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 from the Christian Standard Bible. My fellow sojourner, keep your eyes peeled. Look, God is about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you not see it already happening? Well, indeed, God will make a way in the wilderness. He will make a new river in the desert. What affections did that resonate as you centered on the newness of God? Intentionally observing your world, searching for signs of old things shining with new light. Listen once more from Scripture. Look, I am about to do something new. Even now, it is coming. Do you not see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness, a river in the desert. What of this truth most echoes in your mind? Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Thank you. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Common English Bible to be a prayer of surrendering the past to blessings anew. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to forget the prior things, not to ponder on ancient history. Instead, help me look. Help me see the new thing you are doing, how it sprouts up. Help me recognize the new ways you are making in the desert, the new path in the wilderness. I claim this truth for my life in your glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these inspired words and let them become your prayer now, a prayer to be transformed, a prayer to encounter what is being transformed. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them from the Amplified Version. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, jackals and ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen ones. The people whom I formed for myself will make known my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you encounter in that passage? How did you experience it emotionally? Well, reflect on that for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, try keeping your eyes open once more if you can, and experience your surroundings. See new things. Listen for new sounds. Smell new smells. Encounter your surroundings and be mindful of the work God is doing. Where do you see Him? What is He changing from old to new? We'll take this minute to discern God's presence in your life now, here, where you are. Take this minute to pause. Just be calm, be mindful, and discover the old thing He is making new. Encounter His work under a new light. Stay here for a while longer experiencing the new transforming work of God in and around you. Center on your breathing as you whisper this prayer, Lord God, do something new in me. And be mindful of present moments during your day to pause and center on something new. Consider taking a new route to work, or sit facing a new direction. What do you see differently? What do you see new? Well, take note of it, and be aware of others too that you encounter that are walking an old path. Who in your life is in most need of a fresh new perspective? Consider how God might use you to help them see new streams and new roads. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the new rays of morning or the new starlight by evening, be mindful for moments to discover something new, to see something old in a new light, for it will be then and there you will encounter the fresh yet eternal presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to live your life every day looking for God to do something new in you. Even now, it is coming. Do you not see it already beginning? Well, indeed, God will make a new way through your wilderness. He will make a new river through your desert. So may you encounter the new hope of Christ, fresh guidance of the Holy Spirit, and freshness of God's creation, now, today, and always. Amen.